White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California, May 21, 1906. My children, Edson and Emma White. I write you a few lines. I have been passing through a siege of influenza. I slept all night last night, and I will try to write you a few lines. My heart and head are sick, and I am passing through severe testing trials. I do not wish to express any matters until I get well, for I might say things that would not be exactly as they should be. I am passing through great trial to know what to say and what to leave unsaid. All I can now say to you is, let your soul be right with God. Hang your helpless soul on God. All I can say is, be true to God. What you have said to my worst enemies at Berrien Springs, and since that time, is not true. He, W.C. White, is the best friend you have in this whole world. What I know in this matter. The position you have taken, the words you have said, are not a secret. Everywhere they are handled by those who would uproot confidence in the testimonies, and they have influence because you are W.'s brother and the son of E.G. White. I want to say, never repeat to another soul, as long as you live, the words that W.C. White manipulates my writings and changes them. This is just what the devil is trying to make all believe. W.C. White is true as steel to the cause of God, and no lie which is in circulation is of the truth. Postscript. My head will not allow me to write more. My heart, I try to keep stayed on God. I cannot take up this matter now. I cannot explain anything except to say, you have greatly hurt my influence as God's messenger, and may the Lord let you see this terrible mistake. I am trying to keep quiet and not think. God may work for my recovery, but I have no desire to prolong my life when my own son will speak things that would lessen, in the least degree, his own brother's influence, and when Frank Belden pursues the course he has pursued. What pleasant prospect have I before me? Read the First Epistle of John, chapters 1, 2, and 3, in regard to love of brethren. You have accounted as your enemy the best friend you ever have had or ever will have, one true as steel, one whom God uses, one whom God hath chosen to be by my side to help me in the work, as well as to help the church. God bring you to your senses.